Yeah. I don't care what weekend you say it is. It's 4th of July. It's this. Tonight, Chicago is Paradise City, folks. Within probably 3 or 4 miles from me as I sit here at Michigan Avenue, Axel, Slash, and the rest. There's been so many different incarnations. Although I know you have to have those. If any kind of rock and roll reunion, you got to have at least the lead singer and the lead guitarist. You need Townsend and Daltrey. You need Jagger and Richards. You need Plant and Page. You need Axel and Slash. And that's what they have. That's good enough good Guns N' Roses for me. So if you are out there today, or before you're out there Friday, you know this has been a reunion that very few thought would ever happen. But I guess when the paycheck is big enough, all those squabbles and all those principles that you held to when you were young men suddenly fade away when they put 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 million in front of you. It's funny how somehow your backbone sort of gets a little softer when that much money is put in front of you. Hey, who can deny them? And there's a ton of GNR fans out there who are excited about this reunion. And I saw the set list look pretty good from Friday night. So if you're out there, have a good time. I want to get a sense of what is going on at Soldier Field. I'm so happy. Even though it is a weekend here, we got the WGN van to go out to Soldier Field. And we've got a very special correspondent. I never would have thought that this WGN personality was a fan of Guns N' Roses. But he said, I'm going to be out there. I'd be happy to call in from the parking lot and give you a little on-site report and give you a little mood as to what's going on here. So I'm very excited. Let's go out to the parking lot there, Soldier Field. Are you there, special WGN correspondent?
Hello, Elton Jim. This is Orion. How are you?
Orion, first of all, thank you for working on a holiday.
Well, welcome to the jungle, Elton Jim. My wife Gloria and I are here at Soldier Field. Oh, by the way, corn contracts down 4% at the closing.
Wow, you're able to do a farm report and a Guns N' Roses report all at the same time.
Well, Elton Jim, you are certainly a sweet child of mine.
Wow. Orion, I don't know what to say. Now, how long have you been into these? I thought you would be a little more of a country, or I know you were in a Oompa band.
Oompa Schmoompa. I love rock and roll. Put another coin in the jukebox. You know, the crops in Illinois in the spring always grow better after a November rain.
Oh, nice. Orion, so you know what you're talking about.
Well, of course, Elton Jim, I've been quite a fan of GNR since their explosive 1987 debut, Appetite for Destruction. The album is a masterpiece, as you know. I was never really into the Use Your Illusion albums, but I also did like their Lies EP.
Wow, you know your Guns N' Roses.
Yes, I do, Elton Jim. By the way, Hogs up 7% at the closing.
Oh, well, thank you, Orion. So, Orion, give me a little sense as to what's going on out there at Soldier Field.
Well, Elton Jim, it is quite a scene. Lots of bandanas, young women with leather vests.
Now, what are you? Are you into the mood here?
Yes, of course. I'm wearing my Slash top hat.
Oh, Ori, you've got a Slash top hat. Like, I hope you're going to take a selfie with that. Orion with a Slash top hat.
Well, yeah, you could have your Jimmy Pages. You can have your Eric Claptons. In my view, no one shreds a guitar solo like Slash. By the way, cows down 4% at the closing.
Wow, so you're a big Slash fan.
Love Slash very much, Elton Jim.
So now, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to the concert?
Definitely. In fact, I was out here Friday night, and the concert was amazing. It was great to see Axel and Slash back where they belong. Gloria and I after the show, went to Jameson's in Huntley, and we had the onion blossom onion rings, the big O's.
Oh, nice. So now, was Gloria always into Guns N' Roses?
No, Elton Jim. When I met Gloria, she was not a Guns N' Roses fan like I was. But I got her into it, and she really likes the cover version they do of Live and Let Die.
Wow, so Gloria is into it as well.
Yes, in fact, after tonight's show, we may follow the band for several shows in the Midwest where the grain is always gold and the grass is always green, just like in Paradise City.
Wow. Well, Orion, I am shocked that you know this much about Guns N' Roses, but you are certainly painting a picture. Orion Samuelson at Soldier Field in the parking lot with a slash top hat.
And a leather vest. As you may remember, I wore my leather vest when I would come do your show many times, and I think I got it at the Grand Ole Opry. I think I may have told you that one time.
So you're wearing that vest? You have no T-shirt, just the vest?
No, I've got the guns on display.
Wow, Orion, what a sight. Leather vest, slash top hat, and the bare guns. I'm loving it.
Let me just say, Samuelson says, Guns N' Roses rock.
Well, I'll tell you, Orion, if we can check in with you perhaps throughout the night, we will. If not, enjoy the show. Say hi to your lovely wife, Gloria. I'm glad that she's enjoying herself there as well. And who knew that Orion was going to follow Guns N' Roses? You're a Guns N' Roses head.
I've been waiting for this reunion for many years. And oh, by the way, the markets will be closed tomorrow for the 4th of July holiday.
Well, that's Orion Samuelson from the parking lot at the Soldier Field. Who would have thought that Orion Samuelson, the pillar of broadcasting in this city, and especially at this station for more than a half a century, who would have thought? Did you hear him rattle off those songs?
Boy, he knows his grains and Guns N' Roses.
I mean, I know that he was in an Oompah band. Yeah, I thought that Orion would easily, would be more into a country music. He was born in Wisconsin, but who thought that he was a rocker?
Yeah, the image of him in his leather jacket and T-shirt.
And the slash top hat.
Yeah.
I hope Orion takes a selfie of himself with the slash top hat out there.
Yeah.
He's going to become like
a groupie.
An axlehead.
Yeah. I could just see Orion the groupie.
Well, thank you, Orion. Once again, the WGN van out there with Orion. If you see Orion in the parking lot or somewhere in the studio, in the stadium tonight at Soldier Field for the Guns N' Roses concert, please say hi and tell him that you heard him on the radio.
Wow. Look for the big W.
The big O.
Oh, the big O, yeah.
Come on. Oops. Well, I wasn't supposed to do that. Well, hey, you made me break character, Roger. Here I create this beautiful theater of the mind. Everybody in the city of Chicago and out of in the suburbs and throughout this country thought that Orion Samuelson was at the Guns N' Roses concert, and now you lifted up the veil.
I didn't lift anything. There was no
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Oh, Roger. Way to start things.
I didn't do nothing.
Just for that, I am going to punish the audience by saying it's 6:30 and here's Roger Badish with the news.